If you've got a really good memory, you'll remember at the last family service we talked about bread. Can anyone remember exactly what we were talking about bread? The bread came into the story at the last family service. Anyone remember a whole month ago? A whole month ago, that's quite an achievement if you can. Yes.
Jesus feeds 5,000.
Absolutely right. Well done. I'll give you a piece of bread as a as a prize afterwards. Yes, we did. We read about the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus fed 5,000 people from five loaves and two fishes. After that, Jesus had to get out of the way quite quickly because everyone was so excited. They wanted to actually make him king. And Jesus had to go and hide. And when the people found him a couple of days later, this is where we're going to take up the story today. It's called Jesus, the Bread of Life. And it's from John chapter 6, verse 25. When the people found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. You were looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles. Do not work for food that spoils. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has put his mark of approval on him." So they asked him, "What can we do in order to do what God wants us to do?" Jesus answered, "What God wants you to do is to believe in the one he sent." They replied, "What miracle will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." "I'm telling you the truth," Jesus said. "What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they asked him, "give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty."
Right, well, as you will have gathered, we are talking today and looking at Jesus. Jesus' statement saying, "I am the bread of life." And as we've already heard last time we were here at an all-age service, we looked at the story of the feeding of the 5,000. A story which provided for the people's physical needs. They were hungry at the time. They needed some food. But we've moved on a couple of days now. It's still the same crowd, but we've moved on. It's still the same crowd that are coming to Jesus. This time, however, Jesus is talking less about their physical need, the fact that they're hungry, they need some food, but more about their spiritual need. So if you like, not a hungry body anymore, but a hungry heart. So some thoughts around what Jesus said. "I am the bread of life." And you'll be pleased to know, as tradition dictates and as expectation as well, there are 3 points to what we have to say this morning. So firstly, Jesus, the bread of life, is essential food. Now, we had a bit of a survey earlier on about bread and how we take our bread. And in Jesus' day, of course, bread was the essential item. Everybody would have bread to eat. And if there was nothing else, there would still be some bread in the house. Or at least there'd be ingredients to make the bread. How many of us have bread, perhaps, every day? Maybe not so much on a Saturday and Sunday, but perhaps Monday to Friday. How many of us have bread every day? Yeah? Most of us do. Okay, so how about, in particular, a bit of a shopper's survey here, consumer survey. How about Hovis? Does anybody eat Hovis bread here? A few of us do. Okay, good. Does anybody know what Hovis means? Anybody know? No? I won't need this then. We've got something over there. Oh, look at this. We do. Somebody over here knows. Run.
Manpower.
Say it again.
Manpower.
Manpower, yeah, it comes from the Latin hominus vis. You got that, Latin scholars? Hominus vis. And they've shortened that to Hovis. And about 120 years ago, the people at Hovis decided to call their loaf Hovis, manpower, or what I've got written down here is the strength of man. That's what Hovis means. I think that's quite good, actually. I don't know the complete history as to why it was named that and how it came about, but I'd like to think, and this might be wishful thinking, but I'd like to think that somebody was thinking, our bread, link that with Jesus, the bread of life, our bread is the strength of man, it's manpower. I think that's quite nice. I don't know whether that happened or not, but it's quite good, a good link, isn't it? That Hovis comes from the Latin meaning the strength of man. Now, I don't know whether you remember, a few weeks back, David Cameron was on the radio. And if you're wondering where John got his 47p from for his loaf of bread, this is it. Because he was on the radio, our Prime Minister, and he was asked if he knew what the price of a loaf of bread was in Sainsbury's or Tesco's. And in the radio clip, David Cameron was a bit hesitant, if you remember it. He said, well, it's going to cost you over a pound. That was his reply. And have you noticed that a lot of supermarkets provide this value bread now? Because he said, the interviewer said, no, a value loaf, Prime Minister, a value loaf. What's the price of a value loaf? And he was very, very hesitant. And in the end, after saying, I don't buy the stuff because I have a bread maker at home, which rather alienated him from a few of his voters, I suspect. Let's not get all political. Anyway, after he said that, he was then informed by the interviewer, no, a value life, it's 47p, Prime Minister. So that's where we got our 47p from. But nevertheless, the conversation illustrates the point, doesn't it, that actually bread is still important in our lives in this country today, because it was being talked about as a key thing with our Prime Minister. And Jesus identifies himself with this essential food, with bread, as he says, I am the bread of life. Jesus is saying, I'm just as essential to daily living as your bread day by day. And the people in the Bible, in the reading that we've just had, they would have been understanding of that as well, because they've just seen a great miracle, and they're used to eating bread. And they say to Jesus, they say, our ancestors ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And the people want more bread. They want more food. They want a miracle to satisfy them. But Jesus says, I'm telling you the truth. What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he, Jesus, who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is talking about himself here. Moses and the Israelites had food each day, the manna from heaven, as we see them picking it up in the picture there. And we read in the Old Testament, if we look at the story carefully, that some tried to collect more than just a day's need. They tried to pick up more. And they found that the following day, just like John's bread over here, it had all gone moldy and it wasn't very, really fit to eat. Just like you all, when he flashed that, you went, oh, don't want that. No, Jesus is saying he is the bread of life, the bread for life, the bread for eternity. Secondly, Jesus, the bread of life, is whole food. As Jesus is talking to the people, he says, I'm telling you the truth. You were looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles. Do not work for food that spoils. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. Jesus is saying to them, you're after more food. You only want food to satisfy you for a short while, and then you'll be hungry again. And we saw from the experiments earlier that you were looking at, when you were looking at that bread, that over time, bread goes stale, it goes moldy. In the words of Jesus in the passage, it spoils. Jesus is saying, don't look out for short-term gains. Don't look out for just yourself with things that won't last. But instead, focus on God. Focus on me, Jesus, and think and the things that will last forever. We could say, if you like, don't fill up on junk food like burgers and chips, because ultimately that doesn't do you any good. You just get fat and lazy. It spoils you. It spoils who you are, to use Jesus' words. No, instead, let's eat whole food, nourishing food that does much more good for you. And this is what Jesus offers. So what does that mean for us every day? Well, at its simplest level, the junk food, the food that spoils, might be things like selfishness, thinking only of what we can get out of something, thinking about me first, keeping things for myself. Or it might be unkindness to others, unkind words, unkind actions, maybe even bullying. In our day-to-day living, we can easily get drawn into things that satisfy the immediate desires, that keep us happy for the short term, but which don't take account of the things of God and his eternal kingdom. But Jesus is whole food, is wholesome food. We should be following Jesus' example. So, being kind to others, showing love, being a good friend, spending time with people, helping people when things aren't too good. And the list goes on, and I'm sure all of us could add to that list. These are all wholesome things which we should be aiming to do as we follow Jesus' example, as we trust in him, the bread of life. We need to be sure that we're not living for ourselves and for the material or worldly gains and worldly desires, but rather we're living for God and his kingdom. Thirdly, Jesus, the bread of life, is sustaining food. Now, how often do you eat each day? Who eats sort of once a day? Twice a day? Three times a day? Okay, if you want, four times a day? Five times a day? All right, okay. Shall I carry on? Okay. So maybe breakfast, sort of dinner, perhaps afternoon tea with a piece of cake. I always quite like that, you know. Some fruit, must have our five a day up there and so on. So we eat a little bit every day. We eat that sort of thing. Do you eat every day? Does everybody eat every day? Is there anybody here who doesn't eat every day? No, we all eat every day, don't we? Okay. Would you think about maybe sort of eating for one day and then having a day off and not eating? And would you do that? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. Okay, would you think about maybe perhaps going home today and having your Sunday roast? How many people have got their Sunday roast in the oven at the moment? We have, yes, good, excellent. How many of you would think perhaps going home and really stuffing up on the Sunday roast and then thinking, that's fine, that's good, don't need to eat for the rest of the week. Would you do that? No, you wouldn't, would you? You wouldn't do that. Of course you wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't we do that? Why is it that we eat every day in Wrigley? Come on, let's get a microphone down here. Why is it that we do that?
Because one meal wouldn't be enough because you'd end up starving.
Okay, so one meal wouldn't be enough, you'd end up starving. Absolutely. Any other contributions? Yep.
You have to be...
Go on. You forgot what you're going to say. Never mind. Okay, come on then. Yep.
Would you not have enough energy?
You'd not have enough energy. I'd agree with you. You've got something extra to add to that as well. Come on then, we'll come around this side. You wouldn't have energy. You'd be starving. These are all good answers.
And if you have two meals, you have lots of energy so you can run about.
Energy so you can run about. Absolutely. It's important for us to eat regularly and eat all the time so that we have energy to run about, so that our bodies can work properly. Not just our physical bodies, but brains as well. I don't know about you in your schools, but we have things in my school. We call them brain breaks because it's about revitalizing your brain as much as anything else as well. So we, of course, we eat regularly. We wouldn't dream of just eating for one day and then not eating for the rest of the week or something like that, okay? Well, in the Bible passage, the people want the bread that Jesus is offering all the time. They say, "Sir," they ask him, "give us this bread always." Jesus replies, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty." Jesus talks about lifelong satisfaction. He's not just talking about a one-off spiritual event, just one meal. He's talking about a lifelong diet, a complete food program, if you like, with Jesus for the rest of our lives. This passage of Scripture is teaching us that faith in Christ begins a lifelong process of being continually nourished and sustained by Jesus. It's not just about Jesus on a Sunday, it's about Jesus every day. So we need to develop daily habits of reading the Bible, of praying, meeting with other Christians, maybe at Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, Ozone, Light Factory, here at church, to worship together, to study God's word together. And we need to keep those daily habits going, taking in food regularly and in the right proportions. And to extend the food metaphor further, we shouldn't skip a meal. We shouldn't skip a meal, because if we do skip a meal, don't know about you, but tummies start to rumble, don't they? Tummies start to rumble. We lose our energy, maybe, that we've been talking about here. We lose the energy to run around, okay? We feel weaker. And we must also make sure that when we eat, we chew our food and we digest it carefully. Otherwise, that can make us feel pretty unwell if we choke on our food or we get indigestion because it's gone down too quick. And it's the same with Jesus. We mustn't skip our time with Jesus or rush through our time with Jesus. If we do, then our spiritual well-being will suffer and our walk with Jesus will become weaker. Well, all this talk of food and eating is making me hungry. Don't know about you. It must be getting near the end of the service. Perhaps time for coffee and biscuits. I assume there are coffee and biscuits afterwards. Or maybe it's our Sunday lunch that I can think of at the moment that's at home, cooking nice and slowly, or on slow burn, as Martin said the other week, I seem to remember. Slow burn? Martin's not here this morning, is he? So, perhaps when we're next eating some bread, perhaps not the mouldy bread that's on here, but when we're eating some bread with our sandwiches, maybe later on today, maybe tomorrow at school, wherever we are, at work, perhaps we can just remember Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is all we need. Jesus is essential food. Jesus is whole food. Jesus is sustaining food. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have said that you are all we need. Help us, Lord Jesus, to really believe that and to trust you in all that we do every day. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, the bread of life. In your name we pray. Amen.